Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan's an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website is active-faith.org. My email is stevehemphill1@me.com. I'd love to hear from you. And this is a special kind of sub-series of our Battle Plan podcast on the Taking Ground film series. So it is an honor and a pleasure to introduce you today to Isaac Farrar, my friend and sort of becoming my mentor, too, for the Taking Ground project. Welcome, Isaac.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve, for having me on.
I really appreciate you taking the time. And everybody's looking forward to hearing your perspective on things. You kind of did some producing, directing, editing, writing. I mean, you kind of were a jack of all trades on this project because we were working with a very limited budget. And I want to say before any of you have even seen the show, because this is coming out as the show is beginning to be available soon on streaming and other future locations, is I think he did a fantastic job. Congratulations on the application of your many talents in a wide variety of ways in this project. I'm very thankful to have met you and connected and have you as part of this. But tell us a little bit about your background as we begin here.
So my background is actually in church ministry. So I grew up pretty much really got to know the Lord around 16, and then thought I was going to be in full-time ministry the rest of my life, was going to be a pastor, was going to pursue that. So that was pretty much what my pursuit was. Discovered film around, I don't know, I was probably about 20 when I finally discovered film, but it wasn't something that I grew up in. I'm from rural Northern California, and so just it was construction or the utilities company, so it was never film was never a thing that I wanted to do. But I got editing for the first time, shooting some fun videos with friends, and started realizing that this film thing was really great. And so we just applied it to what we knew, which was ministry. So we actually had a theater production that we put on 2 to 3 live performances a year at our local church. And they were pretty like off-Broadway level, very legit productions. And we were putting on 2 to 3 of those a year. And so that was kind of my intro into this. And then obviously just in love with it since I was young, decided to pursue it. And so left full-time ministry in about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, and moved to Los Angeles to pursue film and television full-time. Since then, I've gotten to work with Paramount Global Brands, MTV, Nickelodeon, a bunch of those, BET, over the years. And then in that journey, led me to working with you guys. I actually, since this is a Christian podcast, this is a film story I don't normally tell, but this is, I'll tell it here because listeners might get a kick out of this story. So when I was in ministry, working at the church, this was, 8 years ago, 9 years ago now, a guy on Twitter I was following mistaken me as somebody else. And he messaged me and said, "Hey man, how's it going?" And I'd been following him. He actually had, he had worked for another Christian media person that I'd followed, and I was just admiring from afar. I was a young kid just trying to get into the industry. He's like, "Hey man, how's it going?" And I said, it's going good. How are you?" And we probably talked for about 30 minutes messaging back and forth. And I finally was like, "Bro, you don't know me. I feel bad about this. Like, you don't know me, you know?" He's like, "Okay, well, who are you?" And so this guy is an executive producer, and now become a good friend. But we just became pen pals, and he was did a lot of consulting for churches, and so there's a point to this. There's a story here that gets led here, which is, so we become pen pals. He lives in Los Angeles. When we moved to Los Angeles, I moved my family. We had 2 kids at the time. Ended up having our third in LA, and he becomes a really good friend. Gets me my connection at Paramount. Gets me my job there. Ends up being this great connection. Wow. Well, we decided to move to Texas in 2020. And that's where we're at now. And when we moved to Texas, he goes, "Oh, I've got a good friend that you need to connect with." And that guy, it lives in Houston, and he's a DP. And so 6 months ago, I texted that DP and said, "Hey, we got to do coffee." He goes, "Hey, you know what you need to do is I'm at this studio. You got to come by the studio I'm at, and you got to meet the owner." And I said, okay, great. And so I came by and I met Amber, the owner of 4-The-1 Studio, and that was the first time I met her. And then we hit it off. And then a few months later, she introduces me to you, and we can get more to that in a little while. But it's such a God story for me because that's 8 years, 9 years of this guy mistaking me on Twitter 8, 9 years ago. I'm at a small church. You know, we're a couple thousand people town, right? Small area. And we get to this relationship that then I had no, at the time, I had no idea I was going to get into film and television. Looking at the trajectory that God's taken, the doors that have opened because of that, and then how they can still open 8 years later to where now we're working together because that guy mistaken me on Twitter 8 years ago. And so that's a lot of my background is
Yeah,
just
that's pretty cool.
trying to follow Holy Spirit, trying to follow God through
Yeah.
this journey. So
I appreciate so much you sharing that story because in the last episode, I interviewed Amber. And so people usually have seen that. And we talked about how we sort of, accidentally, I think it's accidentally because God incident is what it really is. But a friend of hers had flown on an airplane with a pilot who knew me. And he said, "You need to meet Steve." So she was coming to my booth to meet Steve. Amber just happened to be with her. And when she came up with to meet me and Amber was there and they told I told them what I did, they both died laughing and said, "Amber's got a studio and you're got the kind of stuff she's looking to do." So that was my connection with Amber. And it's funny that, this whole we this what a tangled web we weave is what I think about, all these connections you've got that happened that now here we are working together. So really, really cool. Thank you for sharing that. Well, I just we don't want to take a lot of your time today. I know you have a really busy schedule and it's holidays as we're filming this, but what really attracted you to this project? You've worked with Paramount and some and church projects. What made this attractive to you to be a part of?
For me, it was a full circle moment. Again, just like a lot of the connections and a lot of the opportunities that I feel like I've been presented, I feel very blessed by the Lord that I get these opportunities because my church background, as I mentioned, was in ministry for a lot of years, was a church that primarily focused on spiritual warfare and deliverance. And
Wow.
so that's a lot of my church upbringing started in spiritual warfare ministry at 16, 15, 16 years old, all the way up to about 28. So and we I mean we definitely we would call ourselves, we were kind of specialized, that's the word I was thinking of. We kind of specialized primarily with like even satanic ritual abuse and some really like heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's been some that's just something that's in my background, something that I'm familiar with, something I grew up with. And then you're pursuing film and production and you're paying bills. Like you're as much as you want to tell stories that you're passionate about and that you can get behind, that's the dream. In a lot of ways, you end up just taking a lot of work that pays the bills.
Yeah.
And this opportunity, I think for me, when Amber was like, hey, she gave me a pile of books when I first met her. Hey, here's some projects that I'm looking at. And one of them was What Are the Stakes? And I almost felt like, and I don't mean this like definitely read your book, but there was this almost familiarity where I almost felt like I was like, I opened it up and was like, oh, this is my world. Like this is what I grew up in. Like all of like, these testimonies, these stories, even, the idea of staking and taking ground, all of that was something I was very familiar with. And so it felt like a cool kind of convergence moment, having something that was ministry driven, but also wanting a filmmaker's take at it, where I think a lot of times we get into situations where it lends more ministry and so it's more teaching and not as artistic or in that vein. And so that was really kind of what drew me to this project, was an opportunity to be able to take my ministry background but also my filmmaking background and being able to converge
Well,
those moments.
isn't that just like God to be preparing you and be preparing me? Of course, I'm the opposite. I was in a church that never discussed spiritual warfare, so he had further to bring me on training, and yet you were being trained in the background. So that's really interesting. Okay, well, since the pilot episode is over and we're hoping that more episodes will be filmed, how did you feel God at work during the process of going through this project?
How God worked? Is that was the, was
Yeah,
that the question?
did
Yeah.
you, I mean,
Okay.
is there anything
Yeah.
kind of God moments through the process or God's involvement, or you felt his presence during the filming and organization and editing, or any aspect of it? How did you feel, or did you notice any moments when you said, oh man, God really put this together? Was there anything that stands out to you along that line?
I mean, I think from the beginning, I think I mean, not to go back to the story I just shared, but
Yeah.
I feel like I think a lot of it just kind of felt, I mean, it really came together. I mean, I a lot of that was also you, Steve. I mean, you're a force to be reckoned with, but I would say that
I don't know about that,
Oh,
but thank you.
you are. It's been great working with you. I think I love the getting this year, the passion for this project. But I think also, I mean, we found, you know, Venus is somebody who plays one of our characters, Ben. They're all friends to the ministry, but in that we found Tim through them.
Yeah.
And I would say Venus was just kind of sharing to her acting communities that we had this project. Not everybody in those acting communities is Christian. Not all of them are, you know, I don't know where they're at with these kinds of stories. And the only like major response we had a couple later on that were kind of half responses, but somebody that was really hungry to be involved was Tim. And I think that, I mean, just the fact that he was 100% on board, had just done a short film involving post-traumatic stress, depression, suicide, which happened to be the topics that we're discussing in this first episode.
Yeah.
So it just it felt so smooth, like through those processes. I mean, getting those three main actors involved I would say that for the smoothness of it, I feel like you definitely have to have some level of favor
I agree.
divine
And I
intervention.
want to say too that I feel like you took the story that I'm used to telling the details of and really enhanced it by helping people focus on the fact that we need to forgive and we need to move past whatever we've been through. Everybody has a backstory.
Yeah.
In Bob's case, the guy we're portraying, he had some unforgiveness with himself and with God, and he couldn't move past that and find freedom. And I love how you brought some of his backstory in and even some of my backstory in brief glimpses that can
Yeah.
be developed further on me in future episodes, but also help people really realize the importance of forgiveness, being able to move forward in freedom. And man, I just want to compliment
Yeah.
on that, because even though I felt like that was part of the story, I never made it a big focus until I realized after you put this together how important that was. So man, kudos to you on that. And if you remember, there was a moment in the process of you and me working together that I got mad at you. And it was because you rewrote the script as a dramatic series, as a narrative.
Yeah.
And I'd already had two or three other people, three, I think, already try to do that. And I did not want to do that. And here
Yeah.
I was praying, oh, Isaac's the perfect one. And you were on board with making it just a documentary. And in the middle of your writing, God had you start over. And I just kind of realized, oh man, I've been the holdup this whole time. And so just I
Yeah.
compliment you on putting up with me as I was having difficulty transferring all that over into this particular pilot. But
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, I don't know. I never saw, I was never involved in those other renditions of it, but I think that like I said earlier, the convergence though of like my background and the filmmaking element. Like I didn't approach your story purely from a filmmaking side, you know, having spiritual warfare and deliverance in my background, having that training, having even just the experience, not just the training. It's not like I just went through a weekend class, but I mean, we were putting on 1 to 2 annual events every year. I've traveled around the world preaching and teaching on this kind of topic. And so I say that just because I think that what I felt just felt natural to me was those elements that you're talking about and understanding. Like I think I really felt like I understood what you were trying to do with this story, and I didn't just approach it from a filmmaker and like what would be cool from a filmmaking side and trying to figure out how do we converge those. But I'd say this, like I remember when I first started this journey in film, this was years ago, probably 10 years ago, I heard One of the I think he was one of the producers of Facing Giants, and in its early stages. So before the Kendrick brothers, became the filmmaking powerhouses they were today, they didn't know filmmaking at all, and they brought in this other producer to help them with Facing Giants and Fireproof. I think they did three films together with this one producer. And I heard him talk about this once where he said, the films that we're making shouldn't be the ministry, they should be the doorway to the ministry. It's like they're the hub that gets people to go, wait, what? And then go into ministry. And so what they were doing actually with those movies, and they did this with Fireproof specifically, is that they had like a book that actually took people through marriage stuff. The movie wasn't supposed to counsel you with your marriage. It was supposed to get you to think about how have I been handling my marriage? And then you can take that next step. And I think that for me in this approach and like spending time with you and your book and hearing all these stories, I thought there was just such a great opportunity of not like totally like having a preaching moment, but really trying to point people like, oh, forgiveness. That's like, have I even pondered? I mean, I think so often, I think we don't, we do, I forgave, I forgave. It's like, yeah, but there's a deeper process of forgiveness that we have to go through. And I love, there's a moment in this pilot. I remember having these conversations with Tim because he was like, well, I don't feel like if the preacher guy shows up and tells me to forgive that I like in my state, I would just forgive. And I said, no, you're the line that he says there that I love so much is he goes, okay, I'll try.
Yes. And that really
And
happened in real life. That happened.
and it's just so great because it's one of my favorite moments, I think, because that's the truth. That's the truth of the story is that not only is the character of Bob in this story on a journey, but so are we. Like I'm in an everyday moment of trying to forgive, trying to continue to try and continue to push forward in this war, in this battle of Christendom and being a Christian and this life of faith. And so, yeah, I think that was probably one of my favorite parts about, getting to again mold those two mediums together. And I think, we for people who haven't seen it yet or wherever this gets released to the release of it, but what I love so much is trying to bring this idea of we're telling these testimonies narratively, so with actors, so that we can hopefully bring you into the story emotionally and you can feel it. But then we're also getting a lot of you in it for people who haven't seen it, and you're still getting those teaching moments in scripture and building blocks to hopefully point people to more in-depth teaching, read the full What Are the Stakes books, right? Get continue that journey just like Bob. Okay, if you can watch the pilot and by the end of it go, you know what? I can try to forgive, then you're heading in the right direction.
And you did it in a subtle way. That's like that's one reason I like how you wrote that. It's not like, oh, buddy, you need to. It's about this guy's in is hurting, and
It's hurting. Yeah.
you created. It really happened. So God did the creation, but you did a great job of telling the story. I'm just saying, I love that, and I think your background gave me a level of comfort with you that I didn't have with anybody else, which is why you were able to talk me into doing it the way it should have been done all along, and nobody else could talk me into that. All along, some wanted to do a feature film, and I was very against that. But
Yeah.
now that I've seen what you've done here, I'm like, okay, well, I could see that happening someday too. We'll see. So, when it's asked, people that are watching this, please pray for us that we get funding and ability to share more of these stories that would be encouraging to people. And you can tell when you see it. And I know, Isaac, you did it this way. It's not targeting Christians. It's targeting people in the world that are having serious day-to-day problems, and tying the solution to those problems that are leading them to think thoughts of suicide is tying the solution to forgiveness and God's ways and God's actions and God's commands. So it causes them hopefully to go read their Bible, what it says about that stuff. Go read
That's it.
and see the other videos we have that are just teaching videos that are not dramatic. And that, again, that's what I like about how you did. So, okay. So you have some experience and some great background. First of all, or two questions together, I guess I'll ask this. What's your hope for the future of this project? And then what other projects are you in the process of looking toward right now? I know you have one with Ben Graham that's pending potentially, and you may have a lot more. Just tell us a little bit about that, your hope for this project and other projects for the future.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with the hope of this one, it's written as, we end it with tune in next time, right? So this is definitely a, hope for more episodes. And so I think that with this project, just to be able to expand on this, I think it's so interesting. A lot of our feedback within our inner circle, as we've shared it, has been, oh, well, would have been great to expand on this or expand on that, like all the kind of more preachier moments that people are hungry for. And I think that all of that is it, that feedback is so great. The note there is, it's not a feature film, right? It's not a 2.5 hour teaching series. This is something that we're wanting to give to people. And as you even mentioned, people who either aren't saved or they're not Christians, or even people like yourself in your journey that weren't introduced to this, like they hadn't spent that time. That's what I love about your story in this, and the talking of the envelope and things of that nature, because what it really ties into is this experience got you hungry to read your Bible and to research this and to go after it. And so with this series, the hope is that we can give people these bite chunks, and like I mentioned, it does leave you going, wait, there's more. Like, wait, there's this. Wait, And so I think in a good way, people going, oh, but it would have been great to expand on this. It's like, okay, well, watch episode three, or go and watch episode four. Keep watching, and you're gonna get all of those things as you kind of progress through this. And so that would be, my hope for the beginning, the continuation of this show. I think just in the sense of story and creatively. We've got an incredible team, I think, around us in what we can build towards that. And then to answer your second question about what I've got going on, I've got a lot of question marks right now going into the new year. We've got a lot of things that we're hoping to do, some fun things, hopefully around rodeos, and a lot of incredible people. Ben Graham and I, we're gonna find something to work on for sure, hopefully this next year as well. But yeah, I mean, I think for me, I got a, there's a lot of things that I was thinking about that question, going, well, if we were recording this in 2 days, I probably would have I have something to actually announce or say that I was doing. But we're a 2 day shy of saying anything right now, so we'll see what
Gotcha.
happens. Yeah.
Well, we wish you the best in all future projects, and we hope that you and I will be working together. We're going to ask people to pray for that, because we feel like this can help people for many years in the future, and can be even be used around the world in ways we hadn't thought of yet. And as you said, God's kind of been using these stories to train me, because I wasn't in this arena. And I can remember coming home and telling my wife when this first story happened. She said, "Well, that's great, honey. Let's don't tell anybody. I want people to think you're normal," because this was so out of the norm for us with our conservative background raising. It was really hard for me to take at the time. But anyway, keep your eyes open for Isaac Farrar, who's a rising star in this arena. He has many talents. I'm very honored to have worked with him. Thank you for being on our podcast today. Last time I heard, it was being downloaded in 155 countries. So who knows what somebody might see this in Europe and call you to come do some project over there. And we pray for the best for you. Thank you for the sacrifices you made in working with the small budget that we had. I will tell you, I'll never forget the day you sent me the first kind of edited version for me to view. A lady who had given me everything in her bank account to help with the first episode sent a $2,000 Venmo and said, "This is for the next episode."
Wow.
The very
Wow.
day. And this was a lady who's had recovering from drug addiction, and said that the stakes teachings and all, and the spiritual warfare teaching, helped her get out of addiction. And
Wow.
so she feels very grateful. She wrote us a check for all she had. She said God told her to do that. That
Wow.
was from the first episode. Now she sent $2,000 for the second. So I feel like God is saying you're on the right track, and I'm just trying to follow, and I know you are too. But thank you for being
Yeah.
on the show today. Thank you for being the godly, creative producer, editor, writer that you are. Keep up the good work. And thank you for being you guys, for being our guests and watching the battle plan today. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.